This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Rebecca Lavoie, sitting in for Virginia Prescott. Well, Sting and Trudy have the rainforest, George Clooney has Sudanese refugees, and Alan Alda has science contests for kids. Between the struggle for funding and waning enthusiasm among young people, science may be in need of a little celebrity love. And although it's probably not the most marketable cause, a few lab-minded celebs are stepping up to the plate, trying to bring a little swagger back to the sciences. Mark Kushner is an astrophysicist with NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center and author of the book Marketing for Scientists. He wrote about the trend of celebrity science advocates for Scientific American, and he joins us now. Mark, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Hey, Rebecca. Thanks for having me.
First off, let's get something out of the way. I've always wanted to know, do real-life rocket scientists go around saying, well, it ain't rocket science?
Well, you know, I don't exactly know. I don't exactly know because I'm not a rocket scientist. And I have to say that because the folks down the hall from me are rocket scientists. And they will get, I can't say that word on the radio, they'll get annoyed if I start calling myself a rocket scientist.
Okay, well, I don't want to step on your coworkers' egos. So let's talk about what the celebrities are doing. Let's start with Alan Alda. What is his science cause?
Alan Alda. Well, Alan Alda has been a supporter of science for a long time. He was the host of Scientific American Frontiers on PBS for 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
And he had polio when he was a child, and he's been a big supporter of medicine and science for his whole life. And then recently he's helped found an organization called the Center for Communicating Science, which is at the University of Stony Brook. He's one of our long-term allies.
So he's a spokesperson for the cause. He's been promoting science, sort of a familiar character in the field, so it's not necessarily new for him. But let's talk about somebody that might be a little bit surprising, the Icelandic singer Björk. Talk about why you wrote about her for the article.
Well, there were so I noticed that there were three stars who have recently made science their cause. It was Alan Alda, there's Björk, and then there's will.i.am.
From the Black Eyed Peas, right?
From the Black Eyed Peas.
Right.
And I thank them all for what they're doing. We talked about Alan. And Björk gave a series of shows at the New York Hall of Science in February, supporting her album called Biophilia. And to go with the show, she developed a series of classes for middle school students about the scientific concepts in the album. I think that's fantastic.
Well, let's take a little listen to what Björk is coming out with. This is a song called Virus off of that release, Biophilia.
Like a virus needs a body, a soft tissue.
So Björk getting pretty scientific there in that song from Biophilia. You know, I have to wonder, though, how many kids are actually listening to Björk. I think maybe she might now be best known for that swan dress she wore to the Oscars. You mentioned will.i.am from the Black Eyed Peas also. Let's just take a clip. He actually has a campaign that I'm going to have you explain after listening to the clip. It's called Wouldn't It Be Cool? Let's just take a listen to a bit of that campaign.
Okay. What's up?
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
What she got there?
A UV-like lunchbox.
Wow, how does it work?
You put the fruit in, you turn it on, you wait for 10 seconds, take it out, It's a healthy apple to eat.
That's big. If you sell as many of those as we sold records, one day I'm going to be going to your house.
Have a cool idea of your own? Enter it now at wouldn'titbecoolif.com.
So, Mark, it sounds like Will.i.am has he's advocating a contest. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Sure. Will.i.am has teamed up with Time Warner Cable and produced a contest called the Wouldn't It Be Cool If contest. They just picked a winner yesterday. They invited 10 to 15-year-olds to submit ideas for inventions that could make the world a better place.
That's, you know, it's really interesting that, you know, you talk about sort of contests, and this is something that you know a little bit about. You have a book out called Marketing for Scientists, which is sort of, you know, contests in a way are sort of a marketing tool of their own. And you write about how marketing fits in with, you know, hypothesis and research and publication. Can you just give me the pitch on why scientists should care about marketing, why they should brand themselves?
Sure. Well, scientists have to market themselves for a whole bunch of different reasons. Marketing, to me, is thinking about other people, understanding your audience, figuring out what you can do to make the world better, sort of like what the Will.i.am contest was about. So scientists have to do that in order to attract students and generate funding and communicate their results to the public in a useful way.
You do give some really, I think, straightforward and solid examples of how scientists can use marketing. One of the things that you suggest is to use a snappy logo to signify their research. And you give a great piece of advice that I really think that is a great takeaway. You tell scientists to sell a blender, show a picture of a margarita. What do you mean by that?
Yes, well, if you're a scientist or you have a friend who's a scientist, you know, if you go shopping for even something like a blender, the scientific personality will go in and say, well, how much horsepower is it? And how much torque does it have? And you know, what are the gears like? One of the things I try to get across in my book is that other people are more interested in making something with the blender, like a margarita. So I help try to get, you know, scientists to think in terms of the margarita instead of the gears.
So in other words, if we know what they're working on, we'll care about why they're doing it or how they're doing it. It's really, I think, a very practical approach. And the other thing that I think that we really have to talk about with just a couple minutes left, because we have been promising our listeners, is this connection of how you got into this idea of marketing. And it has to do with your kind of second career. So go ahead. Tell us a little bit about your second career, Mark.
Yeah, so I have a side interest in country music. I write country songs. And for 15 years or so, I went down to Nashville and I tried to get my songs recorded, and it was a real struggle. And then one day, somebody sat me down and said, son, the music business is a business, and you have to learn about business if you want to succeed in this town. So I studied marketing and business, and Marketing for Scientists, the book, is an attempt to apply what I learned about business to the career in science, the practice of being a scientist.
Have you ever written a country song about science, or are they all country songs?
Well, of course they're all country songs. I'm as real country as it gets. And, but, you know, some of them, now that you mention it, do have occasional words about, you know, stars and outer space. I think that snuck in there a couple times.
Well, as we say goodbye to you, Mark, we will be listening to one of them. I just want to thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Rebecca.
So we are listening to a song by Mark Kushner, one of his country songs called Men with Big Machines. Mark Kushner is an astrophysicist at NASA. Yep. A real-life astrophysicist from NASA. He's also the author of Marketing for Scientists and, yes, a country music songwriter. We have links to his Scientific American piece as well as all the projects and editorials we mentioned at wordofmouthradio.org. Coming up, musician Mike Doty. He's not country. His new memoir is called The Book of Drugs. We'll hear all about it when Word of Mouth continues.
Big wheels, Lake Trent, tires 6 feet high. Strong arms, safety hats, power, noise, air supply. She told me that I was the man of her.
country women love men with big machines.